This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, we're launching into the second hour here. You may take control toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You may Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Brett.
And Mark.
We've been talking about isolation. We're going to continue that discussion here. What does it do to the mind?
Right.
We will get into that. Also, your calls, experiences are certainly welcome. We're going to start things out this hour by going to Liberty Phoenix in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys. I'm really glad to see you started today with isolation, because I've kind of had my own self-imposed isolation over the last 2 days. Over the last 4 weeks, it seems like every 2 days that I have off, I've completely isolated myself. I think it stems mainly from the guilt and fear that I feel, as far as dealing with my ex getting married that's coming up in like 2 weeks.
So you feel guilty and fearful because somebody that you used to be with has found somebody else?
I never once wanted to say that it had any rational sense, but I mean, I have a lot of fear of just being alone, which, of course, makes me more standoffish and more uncomfortable around people. Like I said, I spent the last 2 days completely isolated downstairs in my basement, and I went over to see my kids earlier, and it was such an uncomfortable feeling.
Are these the kids that you have with this ex?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we were all over at my ex's sister's house and hanging out with all of my children were hanging out with their cousins and so forth. So it was a very odd feeling, just considering the fact that I not only isolate myself because of my fear of being alone and my issues with her getting married soon, but also the fact that none of these other people have any concept of how they own themselves, and it completely ruins any interpersonal relationships that I've had with them, because I have no qualms of calling them. I'm a self-admitted brutalist. I have no qualms with calling.
You're a self-admitted what? Brutalist? I'm sorry. Your connection tonight isn't so hot, and it's not impossible to understand what you're saying most of the time, but every now and then it becomes a little warbly.
What I'm guessing, if you're on Skype, check your microphone. It might be connected to the wrong. It sounds like a built-in microphone versus the good mic you're usually on.
I thought that might be it.
Well, now is not the time for technical support.
Yeah, I'm not telling you that. Yeah. the isolation, it stems mainly just from, I think, fear and guilt that people have. That's why they self-isolate themselves.
I had a situation recently that helps me identify with what you're saying, and I think it's interesting because obviously when times are tough, finding the right people to be around can be really helpful, you know, just to be able to bounce that off somebody else and get some feedback and get some empathy. My situation was totally different, but I also found myself isolating recently. I had to go in for like a medical procedure where I was knocked out, which was very scary. And in the days leading up to that, and also thinking I was going to find out potentially that something was very wrong with me, I didn't want to talk to anyone. Like any kind of interaction with another person seemed like it would be a burden. But what I also realized is I felt like I would have been a burden on them. You know, like all I could bring to it was my fear and anxiety about what was going on. And
yeah, I definitely would agree with that, because I mean, when I'm around anybody else, it seems like the only reason that I'm even there is to try and connect with them. And if I can't connect with them, what's the point of it?
And it makes you a little needy, I guess, in that way. I'm going to let you go. Absolutely. Hard to understand you tonight. Thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE. you may take control here. You can also get on via Skype, as did Liberty Phoenix. Let's continue. We've got Phil in Michigan. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was calling to talk about the ongoing long gun open carry thing going on at Chipotle you guys were talking about a few days ago.
Phil, I was hoping that some point you would call in to talk about this.
Now, Phil is actually an open carry activist in Michigan.
I'm the president of Michigan Open Carry Incorporated.
Yeah, and so for those that don't recall the story, there was an incident recently at a Chipotle restaurant in Texas where two men at least came into the restaurant with rifles. They had
slung across their fronts.
One man was holding the rifle at the ready, essentially pointed at the ground. The other man was sort of resting on the rifle in the photograph that was taken. They both had big smiles on their faces and seemed very proud of themselves. And ultimately, Chipotle issued a statement essentially sternly requesting that their customers no longer open carry and or carry weapons at all into their restaurants. And generally, I think, Mark, to summarize our position, because I think you agreed with me on this one, was that this was an entirely inappropriate place to do open carry activism, that private property is not ground to be taken, that things like this are much more appropriate in a public space. But interested to hear how you feel about it, Phil.
Well, you know, our first a few disclaimers. Michigan Open Carry Incorporated, we deal with handguns. We don't deal with long guns. We deal with a lawful open carry of a holstered handgun.
Well, of course, in Texas, you can't open carry a handgun.
Absolutely. And we have these open carry gatherings around the state at restaurants. And our standard operating procedure is we call up the restaurant in advance, let them know, hey, we're going to be bringing about 30 people by. And by the way, they're going to be most of them are going to be openly carrying handguns. Do you guys have a problem with that? Most of the times they welcome us with open arms. Sometimes they say, well, you know, we'd rather not have your business. And we say, okay, that's fine. And then we go to nearby place when we find a place nearby. We have our dinner there, and, you know, 30 people give us their cash receipts from their purchases that night, and we walk those cash receipts over to the business that turned us away, and we say, oh, by the way, here's a business you missed out on. So that's kind of our standard operating procedure.
I think it's a fine idea.
We work with the management of the place that we're going to before we just jump in on them. And that's just kind of how we run things. Now, I will say Chipotle.
Just a quick question, though, before you go on. When you go into the restaurant, are the members of your group brandishing the firearms at any point while they're inside?
We strictly encourage people. In fact, if someone were to take a gun out of a holster, we very politely pull them aside and say, no, you got to keep that in the holster.
Okay.
All guns always stay in the holster.
Sounds good.
A holstered handgun is a safe handgun because the trigger is protected by the holster.
Yep.
With regards to Chipotle, I think that they issued their statements mostly in regards to Mon's demand action. They've been putting a lot of pressure on places like Starbucks and Chipotle. And if you look at their statement, it was a very lightly worded, almost political pandering regarding this. They asked customers not to carry their. They didn't say that we're banning guns.
That's right.
So tonight, and I went to the local Chipotle here in Lansing, Michigan. There's no sign on the door. I just went in with my Glock, 9mm on my hip, ordered food, sat down, ate, and left. No problems.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disapprove of any of that. I mean, that all makes sense. If you're going to have some sort of an event, that you should have it with the consent of the property owner and or manager. That makes sense. To not wave guns around in the business makes sense. To just simply have it as a part of your repertoire, you know, just like you would have a cell phone on your belt, perhaps would make sense as well. In fact, as I pointed out in our discussion previously, if you're just going to a restaurant, you happen to be open carrying, that's one thing. But to go into a restaurant for the purpose of brandishing a rifle for a photo opportunity to make a point is absolutely ridiculous.
The point here is that in Texas there is no open carry for short guns, but there's open carry of long guns, and I think that it makes perfectly fine sense to go out to a public space and say, hey, look, I'm out here, completely legal, open carrying my long gun. Why is it that I can't open carry my handgun on my hip?
Totally agree. Hey, Phil, anything else you want to share?
Well, when I go to the grocery store, I normally open carry, but it's about out and about in my everyday life. You know, it's just use common sense.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453.
Common sense, not so common.
Yeah, you can take control here. We're going to talk more about this isolation discussion here in moments with Brett from the School Sucks Project, and your calls welcome at 855-453. Bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Take control toll free, 855-453. And join us online over at freetalklive.com with all the features on the site we give away. So please enjoy them. Once again, freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are all over the news. As a matter of fact, I've been watching them all day for several days, just sort of watching the price move. I like to go to bitcoinaverage.com. They're currently at $575 per Bitcoin. A few days ago, they were at $400. So
it's been like a week, though.
$450, yeah. Probably more accurate. Anyway, been quite a rise in Bitcoins. And you can go get some at cashintocoins.com. I think it's one of the best places to go get it as far as rate goes. The instructions there, easy, safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order or a check or a wire transfer. Great rates. And you can actually get no fee at all if you buy fewer than $40 worth. So cashintocoins.com, go try them out. They want you to, you know, buy just a few, just a little few millibits and try it out. That way, you know, you get some Bitcoins in your hand, then you'll want more. Cashintocoins.com.
All right, we're talking about isolation, or we have been off and on throughout the show, mostly on. It's been the overarching discussion that we've been having here, and Brett from the School Sucks Project is sharing with us a story. What was the source on that?
This is from BBC Future, right. And the title is called How Extreme Isolation Warps the Mind.
So at first they've been interviewing a young lady who was kidnapped by Iranian soldiers, alleged that she was a spy. They held her in isolation for something like 400 plus days.
Yes.
So let's continue the story.
Oh, and just a side note here, the author of this is John Bond, and he wrote a book called The Power of Others. This article is based on that book, the research from that book. So I'm just going to back up to the beginning of the last paragraph we read. We all want to be alone from time to time to escape the demands of our colleagues or the hassle of crowds. But not alone alone. For some people, prolonged social isolation is all bad, particularly mentally. We know this not only from reports by people like Shord, who have experienced it firsthand, but also from psychological experiments on the effects of isolation and sensory deprivation, some of which had to be called off due to extreme and bizarre reactions of those involved. Why does the mind unravel so spectacularly when we're truly on our own? And is there any way to stop it?
I think the answer is that we're social creatures. There's really nothing you can do to change the nature of humans. Humans are as humans are. Some are going to be more interested in isolation, self-imposed isolation, than others, but we all have to have that socialization.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We've known for a while that isolation is physically bad for us. Chronically lonely people have higher blood pressure, are more vulnerable to infection, and are also more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Loneliness also interferes with a whole range of everyday functioning, such as sleep patterns, attention and logical and verbal reasoning. And the mechanisms behind these effects are still unclear, though what is known is that the social isolation unleashes an extreme immune response, a cascade of stress hormones, and inflammation. This may have been appropriate in our early ancestors when being isolated from the group carried big physical risks, but for us, the outcome is mostly harmful. Yet, some of the most profound effects of loneliness are on the mind. For starters, isolation messes with our sense of time. One of the strangest effects is the time shifting reported by those who have spent long periods living underground without daylight. In 1961, French geologist Michel Seffry led a two-week expedition to study an underground glacier beneath the French Alps and ended up staying 2 months.
Whoa!
Yep. Kind of by accident.
It's a little scary.
He was fascinated by how the darkness affected human biology.
As I understand, the circadian rhythm is 25 hours. So what happens is that we get onto a different clock. When there isn't a sun rising and setting, we get onto a different clock. And that, you know, throws everything off.
It's crazy clock.
Right.
They'll do this in Bradley Manning, now known as Chelsea Manning, when she was he and was being kept in a prison cell awaiting trial. They did have 24-hour lighting in there. And so the lights never went off. There was never any indicator of what time of day it was. That could be very, very disorienting.
Yes. So the a French biologist we were talking about decided to abandon his watch and live like an animal. While conducting tests with his team on the surface, they discovered it took him 5 minutes to count what he thought was 120 seconds. So think about it. I mean, that's, you know, 2 minutes versus 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty significant distortion in your sense of time.
Yeah.
A similar.
But we're not very good at those kind of periods of time. I mean, it's a special kind of intellect that can get you within a few seconds of counting to 120 seconds.
Sure, but I mean, we have also like a pretty proven method for doing it in small amounts of time by going 1,000, yeah, to 1,000. Like, you're going to be pretty close. You should be within 5, maybe 10 seconds if you count to 60 or 120 that mm-hmm. way.
Okay. I think you need to, because I can count 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000, 4,000 fast too. So there's this kind of, I don't know that method is foolproof. It never has worked for me.
Well, I think you'd have to be mindful of it, right? You'd have to be trying. Like,
I think you have to practice. I mean, you have to get an opportunity to really sort of time it out ahead of time. And if he didn't have that opportunity, then I don't know how long a second is.
All right. Well, there's some more extreme examples coming up in the article here. A similar pattern of slowing time was reported by Maurizio Montalbani, a sociologist and caving enthusiast. In 1993, Montalbani, spent...
Either way, it's one hell of a name.
It's a beautiful name. Spent 366 days in an underground cavern near Pesaro in Italy that had been designed with NASA to simulate space missions, breaking his own world record for time spent underground. When he emerged, he was convinced only 219 days had passed. His sleep-awake cycles had almost doubled in length, so pretty consistent with the time distortions we found before.
So he doubled in length?
Yeah.
So he's staying awake for something, like if you're awake for 18 hours, he's awake for 36 hours, and then sleeping for something like... 16 hours?
12 hours, yeah, almost exactly.
Wow!
Since then, researchers have found that in the darkness, most people eventually adjust to a 48-hour cycle. 36 hours of activity.
This isn't what I read at all decades ago.
36 hours of activity followed by 12 hours of sleep. The reasons are still unclear. As well as their time shifts, Sifri and Montalbini reported periods of mental instability, too. But these experiences were nothing compared with the extreme reactions seen in notorious sensory deprivation experiments in the mid-20th century. In the 1950s and 1960s, China was rumored to be using solitary confinement to brainwash American prisoners captured during the Korean War. And the U.S. and Canadian governments were all too keen to try it out. They sure were.
Let's get into it here in moments. Questionable scientific studies. They're very interesting.
Yes.
They're not supposed to do them certain ways, but they've been done anyway. And the results are usually pretty interesting when they do. 855-453, we'll find out what they learned or observed here in moments. And you can share your experience with isolation if you've got some. The toll-free number, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, this is Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. You will have to send a contact request first if you have not yet done so. So do that first. Then after that, it'll be easy for you to get in touch with us through Skype. And most of the time, Skype sounds pretty darn good. The toll-free number, again, though, is 855-450-FREE. If you don't do the Skype thing, that's always an option for you.
The first Bitcoin conference to come to the Midwest. It's the North American Bitcoin Conference held at Chicago's Cormac Place South Building, July the 19th and 20th. There's going to be a whole array of speakers there talking about every aspect of Bitcoins and how they fit into the new world that's going to be brought upon us by, hopefully, this exciting new currency. Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet's going to be there. Peter Smith of Blockchain.info. Ian and I, of course, are going to be there. Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin. Roger Ver, known as Bitcoin Jesus. As a matter of fact, Ian, did you get to hear the story about how Roger Ver offered the reward for
some hacker, right?
The hacker that had taken over his memorydealers.com website?
I didn't know what the hacker was alleged to have done. I knew Roger Ver was offering a large Bitcoin reward for someone who would somehow help bring the hacker to some level of responsibility. But then I heard the hacker turned himself in or something like that.
Well, that's because the hacker knew that he was going to get nabbed, and he just wanted to throw himself on the mercy of Roger so that he didn't have somebody coming after him. You know, one of the things, I guess one of the things he claimed is he was afraid of having a hit put out on him.
Which Roger had not done.
No, Roger hadn't done anything like that. But You know, I think that it's I think it's interesting that justice was meted out so much more quickly than it could have been done otherwise. And I thought it was fascinating. Anyway, get your Bitcoin your tickets with Bitcoin at btcchicago.com. That's btcchicago.com. Come see us do a couple of episodes of Free Talk Live right there on site and have a great time. Mingle. There'll be all kinds of networking opportunities.
I love these Bitcoin conferences. I mean, we've been to a few of them now. And it's always a different crowd because, like you're saying, this is the first one in the Midwest, so it's going to attract people who couldn't go to Miami and who couldn't go to Texas, but they can go to Chicago. So very cool.
Yep, I think it's going to be great.
What's the website? btcchicago.com. All right, so we'll see you there. Now, Brett, we've been talking about isolation, and I'd like to continue on that from the BBC.
Yep.
Let's continue with the discussion.
Sure. And we're just starting to get into the studies in solitary confinement and sensory deprivation.
They said there were some questionable studies that were done in, what was it, the...
Well,
the 40s?
Yeah, 50s and 60s, and it started with this rumor that China was, isolating and brainwashing prisoners of war. So obviously, you know, rival governments wanted to find out what those experiments were and not stop them, but mimic them for their own use. So
this is terrible torture. We must see how this affects people.
The Defense Department, and it's talking here about U.S. and Canada, funded a series of research programs that might be considered ethically dubious today.
They were ethically dubious then, too.
That's
true.
This
was only the 1950s.
The most extensive took place at McGill University Medical Center in Montreal, led by the psychologist Donald Hibb. The McGill researchers invited paid volunteers, mainly college students, to spend days or weeks by themselves in soundproof cubicles, deprived of meaningful human contact. Their aim was to reduce perceptual stimulation to a minimum to see how their subjects would behave when almost nothing was happening. They minimized what they could feel, see, hear, and touch, fitting them with translucent visors, cotton gloves, and cardboard cuffs extending beyond the fingertips. As Scientific American magazine reported at the time, they had them lie on U-shaped foam pillows to restrict noise and set up a continuous hum of air conditioning units to mask small sounds.
Okay.
After only a few hours, the students became acutely restless. They started to crave stimulation, talking, singing, or reciting poetry to themselves to break the monotony. Later, many of them became anxious or highly emotional. Their mental performance suffered too, struggling with arithmetic and word association tests.
Huh. But couldn't even do math problems.
Right. But the most alarming effects were the hallucinations. They would start with points of light, lines or shapes, eventually evolving into bizarre scenes, such as squirrels marching with sacks over their shoulders or processions of eyeglasses filing down a street. They had no control over what they saw. One man saw only dogs, another babies.
I wonder after how long these hallucinations were setting in.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's not made clear in the article.
It doesn't say, no. I mean, it talks about the anxiety and extreme restlessness.
Starting within hours,
but mm-hmm. I would think that this probably took much longer in some cases.
The terminology here says that they invited college students to participate. And these sound really awesome, but I wonder whether the guy that's hallucinating dogs he still wants to be there. Or are they forcing him to stay there, you know? No one's coming in and saying, would you like to cease participation now?
Well, there may be some sort of way out, some kind of safe word or something like that.
That sounds like really nice, really, for people.
And then again, these were government studies,
can't
so,
do math anymore, have a safe word or button that they might be able to find through all the dogs all over the place.
Right. So say uncle when you start seeing dogs, we'll open the door. Well, I mean, they're probably government-funded studies, but they are going on in universities where I could imagine there might be more compassion here and there. So it's not like it's an underground government bunker where this is happening.
Okay.
And, it was actually just in a similar type of experiment that was causing, significant emotional distress for the participants. The Zimbardo Stanford prison experiment. It was actually Zimbardo's girlfriend who got him to, she saw what he was doing, and she says, you've got to stop.
Really?
Yeah, okay. And that's why it stopped. So, all right, some experience sound hallucinations as well. A music box or a choir, for instance. Others imagine sensations of touch. One man had the sense he had been hit in the arm by pellets fired from guns.
Ouch.
Another, reaching out to touch a doorknob, felt an electric shock. When they emerged from the experiment, they found it hard to shake this altered sense of reality, convinced that the whole room was in motion, or that objects were constantly changing shape and size.
So, wow. All right.
All right, new heading, distressing end. The researchers had hoped to observe their subjects over several weeks, but the trial was cut short because they became too distressed to carry on. Few lasted beyond 2 days, and none lasted as long as a week. Afterwards, Hebb wrote in the journal American Psychologist that the results were, quote, very unsettling to us. It is one thing to hear that the Chinese are brainwashing their prisoners on the other side of the world. It is another to find, in your own laboratory, that merely taking away the usual sights, sounds, and bodily contacts from a healthy university student for a few days can shake him right down to the base.
I wonder about these people, that these spelunkers that you were talking about earlier, they're going down in these caverns for half a year to a year in two different instances. Well, are these people special, or is it that they were getting enough stimulation from their environment?
That's it. Yeah, that's got to be it, because this is robbing people of stimulation.
All stimulation.
Right. So, and I think it also, if you're in a situation like that, you're probably going to feel like you're pretty safe, you know, like if you have cuffs and you're on soft pillows and there's air conditioners running in a white room, you probably feel a little less threatened than if you're, you know, out in the wilderness or going into some deep, dark cave. So the survival instinct might not kick in as much.
And it also makes me wonder about people on death row, people in isolation cells. I mean, these things are relatively common in America's prisons. What, you know, why do these people not go bananas? And they do. I mean, I've been in confinement cells in prison right after they sprayed pepper spray in on some inmate that went bananas in there.
So you're saying some people don't go bananas?
Well, I think some people can handle more and less stimulation.
I imagine that's true. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are welcome to share your thoughts, experiences, and or bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Still on the way, the hopes of North Korea's black market generation. We'll find out about what that's all about on Free Talk Live.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with pure Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the six most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 6 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-2945. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-2945. 1-800-514-2945.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you are invited here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, lots of different ways to do that. One of them is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. I'll tell you how to get a cup, not just a cup, a pound of coffee. Some of the best coffee available for free.
You go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's that easy. Sign up for the subscription there. You'll get your first pound of BuzzBox coffee that's completely shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. You'll get it completely free. Now, you pay for the shipping, and you can cancel the subscription at any time. But BuzzBox does some things that your coffee company probably doesn't do. Well, for one, they're organic, and when it comes to coffee, which is a very absorbent product, you know, and it's mostly grown in third world countries where perhaps they don't have rules on things like, oh, I don't know, DDT and leaded gas. The organic certification takes on a whole new light in that circumstance. Well, they also try very hard to take good care of their farmers. You know, they grow in a sustainable fashion, and they have a co-op that people can get involved in. They also allow partners like Free Talk Live to give microloans to use some of our profits to give microloans to people that around the world that need a hand up instead of a handout. So go get your coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Get the free pound and continue getting the subscription. For every 10 people that do that, we're able to give another microloan to another family. Just put a story up on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com talking about a family in Africa that has used a microloan to get a sewing machine, is now making shoes for their villages. Their village and surrounding areas. So there you go. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to the phones here and actually to Skype, where Nathan is on the line in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I remember when I first started reading libertarian-type literature like Harry Brown and that kind of stuff, I remember reading a lot about this idea of, you know, governments kind of torturing people with isolation and things like that, and like in 1984, like in that book. So I guess I've always considered isolation to be a form of torture. I don't know. Sure. how new a notion this is.
Not very.
Okay. Well, I wanted to kind of shift the topic a little bit to something Liberty Phoenix brought up, and that was not kind of literal isolation, but more, I guess, kind of political isolation. Forgive me if you guys talked about this in the first hour, but I was curious because I know in that Free State Project ad, Ian, you frequently mentioned, you know, are you feeling alone? You perhaps feel that you're not connected to the people around you. Maybe you should move to the Free State Project. I was wondering, it seems like people feel isolated, or they can feel isolated even with other people. And I was wondering, what do you guys think about that and how it relates to, I guess, politics?
All right. Well, actual isolation of not being around other people is activating, you know, like a biosurvival cue, right? So it's more physiological what's happening, but the kind of isolation that you're talking about is
mental,
is more emotional. Yeah, because you're around other people, and especially a lot of us have experience like trying to talk to family or friends about some of these political issues, and right, you know, surrounded by people who we know or love, yeah, we can feel very isolated.
You can't connect.
Yeah, philosophically, like we can't make connections. But I think that's a little bit different, right? And that's also certainly unhealthy, where the article that we're talking about tonight is talking more physiologically. What is the impact of that? But I mean, that relates to the question I asked Mark. Like, you know, when you're in a place where there's a bunch of people and you're not having positive social interactions, what are the negative impacts of that?
Yeah, it seems like people want, to some extent, they want their values to be validated by others. I mean, that's how I think of it sometimes. Which seems kind of weird, right? Like, if you believe something, then it seems like you should believe that, whether it's politics or whatever else. But you find people who are, you know, like atheists in church, or, I don't know, Republicans who live in L.A. I don't know. You know, just examples of people who, like,
You find examples of atheists in church?
Well, people who are, you know, kind of turning that direction and feeling less connected to the people around them. It just seems like people want to be around others who share their values. And I was wondering
why the atheists go to church? I'm missing that point.
Are you saying like they're on their way out? They're on their way out of church.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I think there are people that have gone for years to church that don't really believe in a God very thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
They just go for whatever reason. I think most people in church aren't that, you know, philosophically attached to the ideas that are preached from the pulpit.
They just want to be around other people.
It's a social organization. Church has always been a social organization.
We have donuts.
Well, they've got coffee. They've got people to talk to. They've got people to marry. There are reasons to get out of an agrarian. And when you're in an agrarian culture, you're much less likely to talk to your neighbors because you're busy trying to eke a living out of the dirt. Most of society was agrarian in this country prior to 1920, and still is around the world. They need social organizations to get them out of the house. The knitting club isn't going to be good enough because it doesn't have that pull of eternal damnation that church has.
Well, it shouldn't be a surprise, Nathan, that people are seeking others who agree with them. I mean, it would be pretty uncomfortable to be constantly around people who are challenging your belief system, right? So it's much more of a comfortable circumstance to be around others who generally agree with you.
Oh, I think some of us might, though, look forward to opportunities to mix it up a little bit with
I think
people.
That's one thing to look for an opportunity like that, but I think people are naturally attracted to people who share a common belief system. Otherwise, it could be pretty uncomfortable if every time you were to go and spend time with people, you were getting into some sort of a debate or conflict. That would kind of be wearing.
Well, it is wearing. If you're a radio talk show host, I mean, what do you? I don't know what it's like for you, Ian, but what my conversations with people are like. What do you do for a living? Well, I host a radio talk show. Oh yeah, left or right? Well, actually, we don't really do left or right talk. We're neither Republican nor Democrat, and as a matter of fact, the show's syndicated on both liberal and conservative stations. Well, so what do you guys talk about? Well, we talk about the issues of the day, and we usually take them from a pro-liberty standpoint. Oh, pro-liberty, huh? You're a libertarian. Yes, yeah, I guess you can use that terminology. As long as you don't paint me with the same brush you use other libertarians on. But yeah, well, what do you think about such and such? Well, I guess if I had to come down with a statement, I would, you know, say this and this, this. Yeah, well, what about this?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say I work at Radio Shack. Yeah.
I mean, this is a real joy. Oh, you've always wanted to be a radio talk show caller, but you've never bothered to pick up the phone.
Right.
So now you're going to use me here at this cocktail party as your personal foil.
Look, here's our call-in line number.
Thanks.
I'll be on the air tonight at 7. Thanks, Nathan, for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. You bring up anything. Shannon's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Shannon.
Yes, hello. I have a situation that happened to me here a while back, and I would like for you and your listeners to be aware of this. And I'm giving you an exclusive interview, as I have had multiple news medias try to interview me, and I refuse because they want to edit everything. And the only way I would do an interview was if it was unedited. I've been on TV. I've been on television quite a bit. I've been on a lot of radio stations. I have traveled the globe and been on television. I actually got famous in 2007 for finding an amputated human foot in a grill.
In a where?
I found an amputated human foot in a smoker, like you make barbecue in on a weekend.
In a grill. Okay. I thought that's what you said. I just wanted to make sure. Where was the grill?
It was actually in a little town called Maiden, North Carolina. However, since then,
how do you spell that? Maiden?
Yes, M-A-I-D-E-N.
Okay.
You can go to Google it. You can go to Google and type in man finds foot in smoker. Watch the first video. It's a real knee slapper. They tell me, and it's me. Anyway, after that incident, there was always at least 8 people at my house, you know, friends wanting to rub elbows or what have you after that incident. And it kind of got old, and you can't really tell your friends, you know, look, you got to go home. I'm tired of this. I need some alone time, my wife, you know, and I couldn't be rude to my friends. So after we went on vacation one weekend, I told my wife, I said, let's move. You know, the second day we were home, I told her, I said, let's move. She said, why? Where are we going? I said, well, I can't go to Walmart. I can't go to the drugstore. I couldn't go anywhere without people just piling up on me, you know, and wanting to talk to me about it and everything. So we moved.
So this is kind of the opposite of isolation, actually. This is constant attacking of people wanting to talk to you and get a photo off with you. Hey, man, get the foot out. Let's take a picture. Hang on, Shannon. We'll bring it back. You can tell more of your story here in a moment. A man found a foot in a grill, and it changed his life, apparently, for the worse. It's Free Talk Live.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.